There are dictators, and then there is the president of Turkmenistan. This is a leader who has not just named airports after himself. He has renamed the months of the year in honor of himself and his relatives. The U.S. war in Afghanistan has brought attention to neighboring Uzbekistan and Tajikistan. But Turkmenistan remains shrouded in mystery. It has closed itself off to the outside world, including journalists. One reporter, Elon Greenberg, managed to get through. He joins me.
Good morning.
Let's start with the title of your article, because I think it might say a lot here. Tell us what the title is.
The title is When a Kleptocratic, Megalomaniacal Dictator Goes Bad. I think that's exactly right. He's never been an inspiring leader.
He is President Niyazov.
Niyazov, right, although he prefers to be called Turkmenbashi, which roughly translates into father of all Turkmen and speaks to his pervasiveness in the life of Turkmen.
In your article, you report that the educational system is based on this personality cult. What is taught in the schools?
Basically, the only thing that's taught is this book, this rambling, somewhat incoherent text, part history, part memoir, and mostly ramblings.
But students actually go to school and there's one book there, like the Quran or the Bible, only in this case it's his book?
Yeah. I went into his school and they insisted there were other textbooks. It was the only one I could find. They do, of course, learn math and other subjects, but a large percentage of the time they're reading Turkmenbashi's book. And that doesn't teach them a whole lot. When I was there recently, I asked people what they thought about the situation in Iraq. They had no idea what I was talking about.
Late last year, there was apparently an assassination attempt against President Niyazov. Who was behind the plot?
Well, we don't really know who's behind the plot. Niyazov is blaming a leading dissident, former foreign minister and ambassador to China, a guy named Shukmuradov. This former foreign minister was in some ways Turkmenistan's best hope. He seems to have been neutralized, and the future for Turkmenistan appears to be in Niyazov's hands.
Turkmenistan has lots of natural gas, and this would seem to make the country rich. What is the standard of living there?
Not very good, and actually in decline, which is one of the biggest political problems facing Niyazov. He's ruled the country with a certain amount of gifting, and these disappearing entitlements are increasingly a problem. This is a country where for $1.50, you can fly to any city domestically you want. Gas is free, apartments are subsidized, and your home oil is practically free. These kinds of entitlements are disappearing.
And just because that area has Islamic movements, what about Turkmenistan?
Unlike neighboring Uzbekistan, where militant Islam really is a force to be reckoned with, Turkmenistan has a tradition of secularism and a more benign Islam. Nonetheless, a more militant Islam is a specter that shouldn't be ignored.
Well, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Freelance writer Elon Greenberg has been living in Kazakhstan. His article on Turkmenistan, When a Kleptocratic, Megalomaniacal Dictator Goes Bad, appears in the forthcoming New York Times magazine. The time is 21 minutes before the hour.